Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A new review of campaign finance records by the Los Angeles Times shows that gubernatorial candidate Gavin Newsom can thank a handful of prominent San Francisco families for supporting him, especially early in his career. Which families are we talking about, Phil?
We're talking about families that are sort of known all around the world, and it's interesting. They all live within a couple of blocks of each other up in Pacific Heights. The Pritzkers, big hotel chains, the Getty, oil, Fisher, the Gap founders, Dee Dee Wilsey, one of the most prominent socialites in San Francisco and a big donor to the arts, Marcus, as in Marcus Real Estate, Swig, the Fairmont Hotel, Susie Tompkins Buell, one of the co-founders of Esprit. They all were early donors and early backers of Gavin Newsom, and that's because of his longtime family connection with the Getty family. It springs from that, but this group that all lived up in a couple of blocks and their kids are the ones who hung with Gavin Newsom, and they propelled him at first into his supervisor seat. They were key in his tight election for mayor, and they've been with him ever since.
You think they get a sense that a good investment at this point is Gavin Newsom looks to become the next governor?
I think they're looking there and even possibly beyond. You know, this isn't some necessarily people that are putting money into his campaigns because they're expecting something in return. Let's be honest, when you're talking about the Gettys, the Pritzkers, and the Fishers, they've already got whatever it is they're going to get. It also crosses political lines because the Fisher family is started out as Republicans. But it's familiar. Gavin's dad, Bill Newsom, was a judge, but he was also appointed by the Brown administration years back, the first Brown. No, Jerry Brown did it in his first time out. But he was also helped manage the Getty Foundation Trust. So this is what we have here is almost like family. And Gavin, he started working with Getty about, setting up businesses. They set up a bar called Plump Jack's. They also took over and set up a bar called the Balboa Cafe with one of the Getty children, Billy Getty. And it became sort of the plot to be in San Francisco back then for the youth and the adults as well. And it sort of became this glam thing, and Gavin just moved out of that on into politics, and it's just stayed that way. And he's actually taken it a step further, because while these families started him, in that process he also got very tight with the founders of Google and the tech companies, the young ones coming up, and now they're propelling him on as well. So it's one of these things, it's kind of fascinating, because like I said, it comes out of one neighborhood of San Francisco. These people have strong familial ties. You throw in the Pelosis, you throw in the Browns, both Pat Brown, the original governor of California, and his son, Jerry Brown. They're like uncles to Gavin Newsom. Sometimes they get along, sometimes they don't. And they have now you're seeing this, turnover possibly of Jerry Brown to Gavin Newsom. But oddly enough, they all used to sit around on Sunday nights. The Gettys would have this thing called a dinner in the kitchen for people that had no place else to go. And you'd find Willie Brown, Gavin Newsom, Jerry Brown, all around that table with all these other names as well. And whenever they needed to make a move, they tended to make it and make it together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.